Donald Duck's smiling face appears within a spotlight over a blue theater curtain.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dream of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
A title appears in red letters over a range of blue rock peaks, Grand Canyon Scope. An aerial view shows a cliff overlooking the Grand Canyon. Near a ledge, a park ranger addresses gathered tourists.
Welcome to the Grand Canyon, nature's masterpiece and wonder of the world. Spread out, little folks. This is CinemaScope. That's better. Now, Mother Nature started carving this canyon millions of years ago. It's over 200 miles long and 4 to 18 miles wide.
Amazing!
And mind you, at this point, it's a mile deep.
A mile deep?
Donald drops a rock in.
No throwing of rocks into the canyon. If we all threw rocks into the canyon, pretty soon we wouldn't have a canyon, would we? Now, as I was saying...
Donald wanders toward a man making a sand painting on the ground.
A sand painting!
He snaps a photo.
Okay.
Donald scoops up dirt and holds it over the design, but the ranger drags him away.
Don't bother the Americans.
Donald nears a building with a sign that reads Indian Museum and walks up to a rain dance costume on display outside. Putting on the costume, Donald starts dancing. Rain pours just on him, leaving the areas around him dry. The ranger approaches and yanks the costume off.
You again. Tourist. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
A row of signs read Echo Cliff. Under them, Donald squeezes water out of his red hat.
Achoo! Achoo! Achoo!
Donald peers over the cliff.
No yelling, please. Now, as we hit the trail to the floor of the canyon, there is nothing to fear. Keep your arms in, no standing in the saddle, face the front, no talking to the burros. Trail ho!
Seated atop burros, the group sets off.
Beautiful shot.
On the back of a small burro, Donald takes photos as the group heads down a winding trail. They ride along a narrow path with a steep drop.
A magnificent view!
The group goes down, then up, the canyon's near vertical walls.
This is halfway point. Now, if you look up there, you'll find the limestone is different from the...
Mr. Ranger, will you take my picture?
Why, certainly. Hold it.
The camera flash shrinks the burro's pupils.
Trail ho!
Okay, boy, let's go!
The burro pries an eye open with its ears and sees double. It clumsily heads down the narrow path. Missing a step, it walks across rock formations shaped like pillars. Donald continues taking pictures. As they return to the path, the unstable burro slips, but holds on to opposite ledges over a steep drop. As its eyes normalize, the burro clings to a ledge. Donald hangs from its tail.
On this hand, you have the Tonto Plateau. And on the other hand, you have...
Donald drops into his hand.
Oh, my goodness. It's you again. And just where is your burrow?
He's up there.
Well, you must have a burrow. Against the rules, you know. Just a minute, folks. I'll be right back.
Donald sees a tail sticking out of a cave.
He's hiding.
Now, let me handle this.
The ranger drags out a mountain lion who watches from the corner of his eye.
All right. Come on now. Straighten up there. Most unbecoming a burrow. Beginning to look a little shaggy like an old lion. A lion? It's impossible. The last lion seen in the canyon was during the Civil War. So that couldn't be you. Or could it?
The lion dons a Confederate soldier's hat. The ranger salutes and whistles.
It's a lion!
Donald sticks his camera in the lion's mouth, the flash briefly revealing the animal's skeleton. As the lion chases Donald down the winding path, a parachute lowers the ranger past them.
Speed limit on the trail, rigidly enforced.
They slow, but speed up when he's gone. The ranger passes the tour group.
I'll be delayed a little longer, folks.
Donald hops on rocks sticking out of water. He picks them up to prevent the lion from crossing.
Put those rocks back!
As Donald drops the last one, the lion tries to grab him. Donald climbs a ladder in front of a building's door, then lifts it. The lion and the ranger crash inside. Rushing out, the lion and the ranger smash into Donald's ladder, then slam into a wheelbarrow holding another ladder.
I should have stayed in the postal service.
With his head stuck between the two ladders, the lion chases Donald at the front as the ranger hangs on to the end of the rear ladder. They approach the tour group.
Don't wait any longer, folks. Run for your lives!
Swinging at the rear, the ranger crashes into a formation that sends a boulder flying into a row of rock pillars which topple like dominoes. Tourists on burros, natives, and animals, including a T-Rex, escape the canyon. A stone arch crumbles in a cloud of dust. Later, the bandaged ranger eyes Donald and the lion sternly.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. You two have, in a matter of minutes, messed up what it took Mother Nature millions of years to create. The National Park rulebook states, and I quote, "When a natural object is marred or defaced, it must be restored to its original state." So, start digging!
The ranger throws shovels at Donald and the lion, who start digging out the completely filled-in canyon. Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Laura Post.